One of the first things I would suggest to someone learning to facilitate synchronously online is to practice before your first session. Invite a friend or a colleague to a short session and push all the buttons, play with the tools to get comfortable. Be prepared and make sure that you've got working audio. A headset's usually your clearest option. Next, I'd suggest that you include some interaction in your presentation or facilitation. It can be disconcerting to just talk through a whole presentation by yourself. It can feel like no one else is there with you, and it's like talking into a vacuum. It's also not much fun for your audience. Try to engage your participants and get them comfortable with the environment right away. Depending on the size of your group, you can use an icebreaker or a brief introduction to get your participants used to speaking up or to reacting. You could use a quick poll to assess their comfort level with web conferencing, or have them use the tools to respond to an image or a question. You can welcome them to use the whiteboard. If they know that you're going to call on them from time to time, they'll be less likely to drift off or to go check email. Before I start a presentation, I always put up a slide that tells participants how to do their audio test. That saves problems down the road. I usually ask that people mute their microphones when they're not talking, and that helps with excess background noise. Think about what you do face-to-face to engage people and see if you can take advantage of the features of the technology to achieve that online. It's also a really good idea to have or to designate someone to help you. If your web conferencing tool has a chat, ask someone to moderate it for you so you don't miss important questions. It's hard to present and to remember to watch everything else that's going on when you're first getting started. Above all, don't panic. It's easy to get anxious and caught up in what might go wrong, and if you're anxious, you'll probably pass that on to your participants. Let them know that it's a new technology for you. And on that note, stay positive. If you're struggling or something does go wrong, try to keep your cool. Often minor technical problems work themselves out if you're patient.